This is James from Type Worship with Michael Beirut at the Typo conference in London. So Michael, how have you found this the last 2 days of the conference?
I think it's really been fascinating. I've enjoyed almost all the speakers. I've as a speaker myself, I took pains to make sure that my presentation was centered on typography. So I've actually been surprised, not disappointed, but surprised that many of the presentations are, you know, not centered on typography, and in fact, not about typography at all, which I think is, you know, perhaps makes it more interesting. I'm not sure if other people in the audience agree, but I think there's been an amazing range of speakers addressing lots of different things.
Yeah, and so with regard to the interview you gave during Gary Hustowitz's Helvetica movie, obviously your reputation as a typographer and designer with Pentagram and Massimo Vignelli obviously precedes you. But what's kind of happened to you since? Have you seen your kind of notoriety kind of inflate? I mean, obviously, I see a lot of people kind of really interested in what you're doing now since that point.
Well, I think, you know, if you're in a movie, even a relatively obscure compared with, you know, say Avatar or something like that, a relatively obscure independent documentary, more people will see it than will kind of see your work in the normal venues for that most graphic designers find themselves exposed in. And so, you know, my kids in college, sometimes for their, they'll be in a media course and it'll be required viewing to see the film, and you know, I'll visit them at their college, and they'll say, "Hey, Mr. Beirut, I saw you in that movie." So it is pretty funny. A couple of times I've had people walk up to me in airports and say, "You're the guy in that typography movie, in that typeface movie, aren't you?" And so that never obviously happened to me before. There's, you know, the performance I give in Gary's movie in Helvetica is, you know, it's. It was the kind of thing that I would talk about privately with enthusiasm a lot, you know, before that. And I remember when he called me up and said he was making a movie about Helvetica, the typeface, I was just so kind of astonished and actually sort of, I wasn't wary exactly, but it just seemed really doubtful to me that the thing would ever actually come to a theater. It was his first film. He had no track record, and he just had this kind of like idea that sounded like too crazy to be true, basically. And so, in my interview, he did three different sessions with me, and I remember distinctly what part of the film was from the first session. And what you're seeing on screen is a guy who actually is speaking in full confidence that no one will ever see this movie. That the movie will not exist and no one will ever see it. I sort of came to understand, you know, as we went along, that it was for real. And I got to know Gary and came to understand what a good filmmaker he is. And so in the subsequent two sessions, I sort of got more and more sort of like tight and professional. And the very last thing I had to do, which is a very simple... he just needed me to basically do one little statement to set up part of the movie, and it must have taken me 2 dozen takes to get it right. I just kind of kept getting more and more fakey and radio announcer sounding as I was doing it. So it's to his credit that he got natural performances out of a bunch of people who I think don't, you know, who I think are sort of natural showmen in that they have a degree of salesmanship in them, but who aren't really cinema stars by a long shot. So good for him.
And so what do you think about Massimo Vignelli's performance there? Because he's very personal. He's like, "Do you want me to talk? Shall I talk?"
Yeah, no, that's how he is. Really, that's very accurate. Yeah, I mean, I worked for him for 10 years, and he really is like that. He feels very passionately about design, but he also is, you know, that passion comes from a position of warmth, and I think in his published statements and reputation, he's associated with this very kind of stern, censorious view of how modernism should be practiced. And indeed, he has very strong ideological opinions about it, but he really is a warm, enthusiastic, passionate guy, and it was great to spend a decade with him partaking of that.
Because I remember he gave Emigre a real hard time when they first kind of came out. And
yeah, but then he ended up designing a... endorsing a typeface for them, so I think at the end of the day, in fact, you know, I think he's capable, I think, of strongly disagreeing.